Hello everyone, I'm Shinsuke Aoki from Japan. Today I talk about this title. In this research, we try to evaluate the amount of drip irrigation by cloud-based automatic irrigation system to reduce water consumption. To monitor the water movement, we installed the 12 tidal probes below the sweet pepper. Just below the sweet pepper and 10 cm and 20 cm distance from sweet pepper. And 4 depths, 5, 10, 20, 30 cm. All is 12 tidal probes. The drip irrigation point is here. Next, I'm going to talk about our results. This figure shows the time series variation of the volumetric water content. Now, this y-axis is irrigated water by drip irrigation. The x-axis is shared and indicates the time. So these blue colors, volumetric water content increased, rapidly increased after drip irrigation and gradually decreased. Then, we obtained the 2D distribution volumetric water content before drip irrigation and after drip irrigation. In this figure, left side, the volumetric water content increased, but the right side, the volumetric water content was almost not changed. So because of planting sweet peppers. Next, we calculate the average volumetric water content from 12 tidal probes before drip irrigation and after drip irrigation. Finally, we calculate the water balance delta sheet from this equation. In this research, water balance is a difference between the average volumetric water content before and after drip irrigation. We cross-plotted the irrigated water per day and the water balance delta theta. In this graph, blue tone indicated the initial cultivation and the red tone indicates the harvest season. Initial cultivation plotted this area and the harvest season is plotted this area. So our results suggest the possibility to further reduce the initial cultivation, the amount of drip irrigation. Thank you for kind attention.